the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness.
Amen.
us, Lord, we beseech thee, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we who cannot do anything that is good without thee may by thee be enabled to live according to thy will. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading this morning from the Augsburg Confession, Chief Articles of Faith, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. The apostles commanded, Acts 15:20, to abstain from blood. Who does now observe it? And yet they say, yet they that say, do it not, sin not. For not even the apostles themselves wanted to burden consciences with such bondage, but they forbade it for a time to avoid offense. For in this decree we must perpetually consider what the aim of the gospel is. Scarcely any canons are kept with exactness, and from day to day many go out of use even among those who are the most zealous advocates of traditions. Neither can due regard be paid to consciences unless this mitigation be observed, that we know that the canons are kept without holding them to be necessary, and that no harm is done to consciences, even though traditions go out of use. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15, reading from verse 19 through verse 21. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vile, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced, brazen wall. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the letter of Paul to the Christians in Rome, chapter 8. Reading from verse 12 through verse 17. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So far our reading from the epistle. The gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. Thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Here ends our reading of the gospel. We confess together the common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 22. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
text this morning is the gospel reading, Matthew chapter 7, verses 15, through 23. I'd like to call your attention at this time to verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Please be seated. Biblical warning from our Lord Jesus here in our text from his own mouth, and one that the writers of the New Testament, the apostles and prophets that Christ himself established, write over and over again with the same kinds of warning. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, Peter writes, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them." And in Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul addresses the elders, or we would call them pastors, at Ephesus, where he had taught for 3 years, and now he's speaking to them for his last opportunity. And he says, "After my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves." Without those biblical warnings, we should be able to recognize that there are plenty of false prophets in the world today. Churches that claim the name Christian or Christ, and thereby claim to be speaking his word. And yet, on the one hand, just to use two examples, you have Christian churches, as they call themselves, on the one hand saying it is a proper thing, when necessary, to simply get rid of the unborn by ending their life before they are born. On the other hand, there are Christian churches that say that's murder in God's eyes. Both can't be true. Either God says one or he says the other, does he not? Somebody is a false prophet. And what about sexual activity? The other example I thought of, that's pretty obvious. On the one hand, sexual activity between members of the same sex is thought to be okay by some claiming the name Christians, and others say God condemns it. It seems to me that one or the other must be a false prophet. After all, if God says both and they oppose each other, either he's confused or schizophrenic. He can't both condemn and sanction the same thing. "By their fruits, you will know them," says Jesus. And we Christians, on the basis of what the New Testament tells us, Galatians chapter 5, for example, tend to think of fruit, good fruits, as good works. But that's not what Jesus is talking about when he says, by their fruits you will know false prophets. For a prophet, his fruit is what comes out of his mouth. It's what he says. It is the fruit of a prophet.
this commentary from the Lutheran Study Bible. One can identify false prophets by what they teach, especially by what they teach about the person and mission of Jesus. And then they add a brief quote from Dr. Martin Luther. You must hold on to the chief part, the summary of Christian teaching, and accept nothing else, that God has sent and given Christ, his Son, and that only through him does he forgive us all our sins, justify, and save us. The false prophets, in the story that Jesus tells, claim the Lord's name and in order to give authority to what they have done. Didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we do great things in your name? Martin Frontzman, commentator, speaking of that, says the disciples will recognize them as men destined for judgment by the fact that their words do not lead men to Christ and the Father, but bind them to themselves. Beware of false prophets. John, in his first letter, writes, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. And Paul, writing to the Galatians, says, Even if we, and he's using the plural there, meaning himself, even if we or an angel from God, angel from heaven, excuse me, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Sheep need to recognize their shepherds. A true prophet proclaims God's word. And that word there has a double meaning. Remember, the Apostle Paul writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made that were made, and apart from him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt with us, and we have beheld his glory. The person of Jesus Christ is the Word. And a true prophet proclaims the word of God. Twice in the New Testament, the word of the Father is heard in the ears of his creation, mankind. First time at the baptism of Jesus. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, sounds from heaven, vibrating the eardrums of human ears. The second time, it's on the mountain of transfiguration. The voice comes from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. We call the scriptures the word of God. And it is. And that is the standard by which we can judge false and true shepherds. The Word who became flesh is written in the Word, in the Word that comes to us in the Holy Christian Church by the Holy Spirit, working through the writing of the apostles and prophets in the Bible. The Bible, by the way, did not fall from heaven in your backyard in a leather-bound King James edition. But it comes to us through the Holy Christian Church. For 2,000 years and more, the Holy Spirit has guided the copying, transmission, translating, teaching, / doctrine of the written Word of God in the church. The Good Shepherd's voice is heard by his sheep. We hear his voice in the gifts that he provides for us in his church. Sacrament of Holy Baptism. I would guess that most of us here today became his sheep in the sacrament of Holy Baptism. In the church, brought for baptism by the church, by the sheep. And for others, faith comes through hearing. The sheep speak. His under-shepherds, we call them pastors, speaking his word and teaching his word. And fellow sheep, which under-shepherds, pastors, are as well. But fellow sheep speak his word to one another. In his talking, his illustration in chapter 10 of John's Gospel, where he speaks of the Good Shepherd, Christ speaking of ordinary shepherds, says the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A little later he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my own know me. My own are known by me. He is the good shepherd. Beware of false prophets. Amen.
Amen.
And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
We include three prayers this morning. Excuse me. June Molstead, the mother-in-law of Pastor Peterson, died on Friday. We pray for those who mourn her death. Gerald Rudledge is, I understand, bedridden, and we include prayer for Jerry. And Gordon Gray, who in his boot camp has been suffering from a battle with pneumonia.
Oh.
So let us pray. Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, the giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to our sister June during her life, especially for calling her to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors who mourn her death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Lead all of us to remember that we are mortal, so that we will ever prepare our hearts to fall asleep in faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Eternal Father, you alone make the decisions about life and death. We ask you to show mercy to your servant Gerald. If it be your gracious will, restore him and lengthen his earthly life. O Father, keep him in his baptismal grace, and let not the pain or fear of death cause him to waver in confidence and trust. Grant him a peaceful departure to a joyous entrance into everlasting life with the glorious company of your saints through Jesus Christ, our Savior. O Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and you heal. We beg you to show mercy to your servant Gordon and restore his health and strength. Comfort him with the awareness of your goodness, and preserve him from the temptations of the evil one. Because you gave your Son to bear our infirmities and sicknesses, deal compassionately with your servant and bless him with your healing power. We commit him to your gracious mercy and protection through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for the children of earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own namesake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance, the majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith, the life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.